Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's four, and here we go. Let's do that. Grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063WORD.com. Oh, one of our Wazer traffic spotters just checked in as well. Wreck on North Pine Street near the railroad trestle there in Spartanburg. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, that's a silly poll question. God is both pro-life and pro-death penalty, so that's infinity votes in the affirmative. Bobby, Chicago 1968 wasn't a contested Democratic convention. Well, it was in the streets, that's for sure. Bobby, considering what bleeding heart liberals the Democrats are, I can't think that any candidates the Democrats can field would be in very good health. In fact, I doubt you could find one heart amongst all of them. Oh, but, you know, they're the ones that are so touchy-feely. Bobby, what Bloomberg said about farmers was insulting, to say the least. No one seems to be mentioning what he said about machinists. As one, I would love to hand him a print, point towards the lathe, and say, there you go. Have at it, pal. We did talk about that in the first hour of the show today and had a machinist call in. Bobby, I thought it was a pretty telling tale for Mr. Bloomberg to talk about Hillary potentially being his running mate. What kind of liberal is he to think that Hillary would play second fiddle to him? I can just see the little veins popping out on Hillary's forehead thinking about being Bloomie's VP. That's just about funny. And I would suggest that even with his money, Bloomberg, if he had Hillary a heartbeat away from the presidency, better be checking with his life insurance guy. Hey, Bob, how come Bernie hasn't redistributed his own wealth and eliminated the cash funneling to his wife? When are his supporters going to wake up? And why hasn't he told them he will raise taxes to 55-60% of their income like Norway and Sweden? Bobby, you and Annie have great voices, and I'm a critic. To which Moneypenny texted back and said, MP here, I'm going to cry. You did not mention my voice. To the phones we go. Todd is our leadoff batter in the bonus hour, and he joins us from Fountain Inn. Hi, Todd, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Thank you, Bobby. It really doesn't matter who pulls out on top, because Bloomberg is the one that they've chosen.
Yeah.
They've bent too many rules, changed too many rules, and let him in. And he's I think they're going to take stabs at him tonight. But that man's got some fight in him. It's going to be kind of hilarious to watch this one, because I want to see what happens when he actually snaps back at him.
Now, and I'm, like, I'm curious, too, Todd, because the tiny tyrant, Mini Mike, is so sensitive about being vertically challenged, and Trump has called him out on, you know, using a box to stand on behind them. Maybe he can get his friends in Hollywood, you know, they can rig up some kind of wire contraption where they could hang him at the well, that's not a bad idea right there, but I mean, you know, with a vest, you know.
Oh, you meant from the waist.
Some kind of vest, you know, they got, like the stunt guys use, and you know, the actors fly around. Maybe they could do something like that.
Well, I can't remember what the name of it is now. where they debunk stuff. Mythbusters.
Oh yeah, Mythbusters. You're right.
Balloons to take the moon landing.
Yeah, those guys are great.
It's gonna be interesting to see what happens. You know what? I would just be happy if they, you know, if they started poking at each other, just turn into a WWE Raw episode.
Well, tonight's the night for it, right?
Exactly, because so far they've all kind of poked at each other, but they haven't gone after each other.
Yeah, nobody's drawn any blood yet.
Until Bloomberg jumps in, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're on Bloomberg, they're like this and that, and even Sleepy Joe woke up for a minute and went, hey, hold on, you know.
Wait a minute.
You know, but he kind of poked back at him, you know, Mike got back at him, you know. But, yeah, I'm kind of interested to see. Well, and by the way, I think your voices are great, especially little Annie on Sunday. If she could play some more Pat Benatar on the classic hits, that would be awesome.
We'll put that on the list. Unfortunately, the DJs over at our sister station, Rock 101.1, do not select the tunes. That's done by the music director or the program director. But we can.
That caught me off surprise the other day. I was like, is that little Annie? Wow.
Okay. Yep. That's her. That's her.
But no, like I said, it's just, I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to this one tonight. I'm like, okay, we've got somebody in here that's got a little fight in him. Let's see how it goes. I can just see it, you know, and, I can see Lyra Watha there, you know, coming in Apache, you know, Commando, and Miss the Happy Homemaker, was it Klobuchek? You know, now, boys, now. You know.
That's right. it's going to be entertaining, I think, for the first time in 9 debates. It has the potential to at least be somewhat entertaining, where they all aren't out promising each other on what they can give you, while not talking about how much they're going to take from you.
And that reminds me, because, you know, my friends on Facebook, I still have liberal friends that actually befriended me. It's hilarious. But you know, they were saying stuff, and I said, do y'all understand what free means? Free ain't free.
Right.
You know, if you make, you know, I said, right now, let's just say you bring home $100 a week. You know, let's just for ease of math here.
Yeah.
As of right now, out of $100, they take roughly between state and federal, roughly about 25%. So you bring home right around $75 a week, you know, if you make 100.
Right. And just reverse now, that if these guys get in.
I said, you know, if the Democrats get in and they have their way, federal alone is going to take about 60%, which means you're only going to have $40. And then state is going to take their 10%, which means you're only going to have $30. So tell me again how much better we are paying this as, you know, paying that amount for health care that, by the way, you're not going to get because free health care, you're not going to get health care for a year.
They call it Medicare for all, but really it's like Mark Levin says, it's Medicaid for all is what they're
Medicaid
talking about.
Yeah. As, you know, but you're not really ever going to get unless you're one of the elites. Or you happen to know somebody, and you really better know them. Man.
Right. Or your last name is Clinton.
Yeah. Or, you know, so tell me how going from paying roughly, $40 a week for your, you know, for your health care insurance right now to paying $95 a week for your, you know, health care is going to be much better for me.
Yeah.
I'm dying for you.
The waiter is always eventually going to show up with a check, and he's not going to bring the check to Bernie or to Lyra Watha or to Mini Mike. He's going to bring the check to you and me. It's as simple as that. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate the call. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, and then we come right back. And Moneypenny came across some interesting and curious and a little bit spooky information about COVID-19, the coronavirus originating out of Wuhan, China, in a book, in a novel that is going on 40 years old. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, Dan. Welcome back. 6:21 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Boneheads is still on the way here in the bonus hour this evening as well. Quickly, let's go across the border. Check out my passport here. Yep, up to date. We'll bring in Henry, who is in Hendersonville. Hey, Henry, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bob. Why don't you come on up tomorrow and build a snowman?
Oh, boy, I hope not. But, hey, look, the way this winter has gone, who knows?
Well, they're calling for 1 to 3 inches in Hendersonville and 3 to 5 in Highlands.
Man.
I know, because we were supposed to go work in Highlands tomorrow, but
wow,
change that plan.
Well, yeah, that will definitely call for a change in plans. And, of course, when it all melts, then we'll eventually see it downstream here at some point.
Oh, good. You need some water, I guess.
Oh, yeah, desperate for it. Right.
Yeah, I was just calling. I hear a lot of talk the last few days about Bloomberg, you know, disrespecting farmers and machinists and stuff. But, you know, he's just overall just arrogant and condescending to everyone. Because one thing I haven't heard anyone mention is in the clip where that speech came from,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what group he was addressing, but he says, I can teach anybody to be a farmer, even you.
Right. Yeah.
He's just insulting those people, too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anybody can be a farmer. You don't have to have any brains to be a farmer. Even you guys could do it.
I thought that Biden, creepy Uncle Joe the hair sniffer, had pretty much retired the gaffe trophy. But Bloomberg is doing his best to make it a photo finish as they head for the ticker tape here.
Yeah, but I think at this point that Operation Chaos, they ought to be trying to keep Biden in the race, not Bernie.
Yeah. Yeah, could
be. He's going to be there anyway.
Yeah, because I think the latest, the RCP, the Real Clear Politics, where they combine all the polls together to come up with the average, Biden is like, here in South Carolina, Biden is like 3 points ahead of creepy Uncle Bernie. So we'll see. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know he was still even in the race.
Yeah. Well, he's on life support. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I heard his fundraising is in the tank, so
yeah.
He doesn't have any money in the chest.
And no wonder. I mean, you come off 2 straight losses. You know, you'll end up with a first-round draft pick in the NFL, but not much in the fundraising department.
Yeah, and I heard the speculation about why are these other candidates, you know, allowing, not protesting about Bloomberg being allowed into the debate. Why are they not, you know, throwing a fit about that? But hey, they didn't throw a fit about someone who's not even a Democrat being allowed on the ticket in the debate.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Why didn't the rest of them from the beginning tell the DNC, wait?
Well,
you know,
and
not even a Democrat. If he wants to join the party, that's one thing. But if not, why is he even allowed on the ticket?
Good question. it's totally dissimilar to the reaction in Major League Baseball from the other teams to the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. You know, they are outraged about it, you know, saying they should take away their 2017 trophy and all the rest. And no wonder, you know, I mean, look, everybody in baseball has tried to steal signs from time immemorial. But these guys, these guys took it to a new level.
Those guys got caught, you mean?
Well, yeah, that would be another way of putting it. Thanks, Henry. It's good to hear from you. Speaking of the Astros, this portion of the show being brought to you by the new Houston Astros merchandise. Now it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out
of your ball. Everyone's talking about the Houston Astros.
You cheated.
Every single guy over there needs a beating.
Yes, the Astros are ready for another winning season, so get all your Astros merchandise, like jerseys that say the Houston Asterix, and they buzz every time a fastball is thrown. Astros hats with removable Velcro letters, so you can make your hat say Houston Rats. And each hat comes with a dangling earpiece, so you can steal the pitch signs just like the pros.
Curveball coming.
Their new mascot, Astro from the Jetsons. Ruh-roh, rot reading. Their patch no longer says Houston Strong, it says Houston Wrong. So don't miss the Astros opening day, March 26th in Anaheim. It'll be unbelievable. Brought to you by MLB, which stands for Major League Blunder.
Think you're going to see any chin music for the Astros? Any pitchers going to put one in somebody's ear through the entire course of the season? It's going to get ugly. 26 after 6. Here's some of the latest now from Wuhan on COVID-19, the coronavirus. China deploys 40 incinerators to Wuhan amid fears of coronavirus death toll cover-up, reports the Daily Star. Chinese media reports the furnaces have been shipped to the city amid ongoing fears the death toll is being covered up. No. NTD reports the cabins are for the disposal of animal carcasses. Uh-huh, that's a good cover story. While China Shipping News reports the incinerators are for medical waste. Wuhan, at the center of the global epidemic, which has infected more than 75,000 people and killed more than 2,000, it's believed the virus spread from bats to other animals in the so-called wet markets in the city before being passed to humans. Well, that's one story. Tom Cotton, a senator from Arkansas, thinks it came from a bioweapons lab nearby. Sources quoted in Chinese media raise questions of whether or not the incinerators are for animals or will be used to dispose of human remains. The mobile incinerators can reportedly destroy up to 5 tons of waste each day and can burn its load in as little as 2 seconds. Reportedly, the cabin is the size of a 20-foot standard container and has a volume of about 30 cubic meters. It reportedly has the ability to crush solid waste, then incinerate it, and then purify the smoke. Reportedly, the incinerators have been sanctioned for use by the Chinese military after a test they conducted in January. Large trucks reportedly spotted transporting the incinerator cabins into the disease-ravaged city of Wuhan. Professor Ming Zhu reportedly said he believes the cabins are mobile incinerators for bodies. Meanwhile, Professor Qu Zhan said the virus could not survive the 850-degree heat created by the furnace. Wuhan locals reportedly have questioned the need for the incinerators, as there is not a widespread infection of animals with the virus. Questions have been raised over whether the Communist Party is withholding information about the outbreak. Disturbing reports continue to emerge about the city, which claims medics are totally overwhelmed by the sheer number of infections. Pictures have emerged showing deserted streets. Videos of early in the outbreak show hospitals completely heaving with people. And the Wuhan hospital director, Liu Ziming, has reportedly died of the infection, with around 1,700 doctors diagnosed with COVID-19. By the way, I mentioned this. Dean Koontz, who is a well-known novelist, wrote a book back in 1981 called The Eyes of Darkness. Here are a couple of quotes from the book. To understand that, Dombey said, you have to go back 20 months. It was around then that a Chinese scientist named Li Qin defected to the United States, carrying a diskette record of China's most important and dangerous new biological weapon in a decade. They call the stuff Wuhan 400 because it was developed at their RDNA labs outside of the city of Wuhan, and it was the 400th viable strain of man-made microorganisms created at that research center. Wuhan 400 is a perfect weapon. And then later in the book, Dean Koontz wrote, the bacteria can be destroyed, in around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Wow. Guys that write techno-thrillers, which is what Dean Koontz does, are always looking ahead. And it's been common knowledge that lab run by the Chi-Coms is in Wuhan, so it could well be that he just happened to pick that because that's where the real lab is. But the Wuhan 400 and the pneumonia-like virus stuff is pretty spooky. 6:31 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. Last half of the bonus hours coming up, including Boneheads.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. 6:40, 20 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, Bobby, it looks like Dean Koontz did his research. Bobby, Clyde Lewis played an audio clip of what you just read last night. It was eerie and creepy. Texter said, weird part is in 1981, there was no lab at all in Wuhan. Actually, Moneypenny did a little background checking. It was founded in 1956, but it's still pretty spooky. Bobby, you know, a lot of writers that write things years later, I think about a lot. Tom Clancy wrote in a very detailed fashion. Tom Clancy had some very well-connected inside sources at Langley that fed him a great deal of information. Bobby, not to worry. They're probably just giant smokers for 10,000 Peking ducks. Yeah, I'm sure that's it. All right, here we go. Time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, Boneheads here for Hump Day. This is pretty weird right here. Hang on just a second. Let me get these back in some semblance of order there. I think I might have done that before I actually started the segment. But hey, anybody could do that. A mystery has been solved in Florida where jars of preserved tongues were found under a crawl space in a Gainesville home. Turns out they were stored there in the 60s and 70s for a research project done by Dr. Ronald Bauman for the University of Florida.
During his research, when he was early in his career, way back in the 60s and 70s, brought the specimens with him when he came to Florida to work at the University of Florida with the intention of using it in additional research. They had forgotten that those specimens were there, but once we presented it to him, they immediately remembered, oh, those are the specimens from the research.
I don't know what the policies and laws would have been like 50 years ago or whenever it was, but I can tell you that today that's not something that would be permitted.
Yeah, I would hope not. Dr. Ronald Bauman, previously known as Dr. Hannibal Lecter, probably. Jeez. Hey, there's a new Guinness World Record for the fastest time to pop 100 balloons using only your feet. What's it sound like, you ask?
3, 2, 1, go.
Come on! Hey, wait a second. I only counted 45 balloons there.
Believe in yourself. Pursue with a passion. You can accomplish anything.
Yeah, you can accomplish anything, including popping 100 balloons with your feet. And, identity theft victim in Tampa, Florida is now footing the tax bill for crooks who bought two phones in his name from Verizon. This is from the adding insult to injury department. The phones weren't paid for, so Verizon marks it as an expense, which means the guy who was victimized, Tony Ferraro by name, was given a 1099 tax form for $2,399 to cover the debt. As you might imagine, he's not thrilled.
It's almost like you're guilty till you can prove you're innocent. I can't make this go away. I didn't go down there. I didn't show him my ID. I didn't sign my name on any forms. Somebody else did it fraudulently, okay? So they need to deal with it.
Yeah, that would be pretty much my position as well. 36-year-old woman has been charged for repeatedly calling 911 because her parents shut off her cell phone. Did I mention she's 36 years old?
Hey, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, calling 911. Parents took away my cell phone. Woman claims that a man kidnapped her, forced her to watch the 1977 miniseries Roots. According to the complaint, he did it so she could better understand her racism. Okay, wait a second. She's white, and he's a black guy. White gal is going out with a black guy, but he wants her to better. Okay, think I understand that one. Elsewhere in Boneheads this evening, a 50-year-old woman in Memphis stabbed her first cousin on Sunday. By the way, he's also her boyfriend. Easter brunch is going to be awkward for this family for so many reasons. She's been charged with aggravated assault. Guy in Iowa was arrested on Monday after he held his ex-girlfriend captive to make her watch Roots, as I mentioned, the powerful miniseries about slavery. The guy, by the way, is 52-year-old Robert Lee Noy, in an on-again, off-again relationship with a 37-year-old woman named Jill Shelton. Got into an argument. According to Jill, Robert threatened her and told her to sit there and watch Roots with him so she could, quote, better understand her racism. Oh, by the way, I think I forgot to mention, he threatened to kill her if she didn't. Robert is black and Jill is white. How about this guy, Moneypenny? Nice tat, bro. Indiana man with a crime pays tattoo on his forehead has been arrested after yet another police chase. According to the Terre Haute PD, Donald Murray, charged with resisting arrest, reckless driving, possession of methamphetamine, maintaining a common nuisance, whatever that is, maybe it's the tattoo, and auto theft. Mr. Murray went viral in December after he and his tattoo were featured on an episode of Live PD. And finally this evening, guy in Florida tried to shoplift ribeye steaks from a grocery store on Friday. At least he was going for the good stuff. By shoving them down his pants, a manager grabbed him, but he wound up wriggling out of his clothes to escape. Then he ran off, buck naked, and the cops tased him right in the junk. This is gonna smart. He went to the hospital. No word on how or his junk is. He's been charged with theft and resisting arrest, which leads the bonehead staff to wonder, hasn't this man been punished enough? There you go. There's the Hump Day edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Be right back.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, in on the text line, 71307. Well, Bobby, Clyde Lewis apparently got one wrong. He reiterated several times. The Wuhan lab was set up in the 90s, so I'm wrong by proxy. Thanks a lot, Moneypenny. Bobby, let's be politically correct here. Hannibal Lecter was not a murderous cannibal. He was a justice-involved individual with unique dietary needs. There you go. Yeah, right. To the phones we go. Don is next up. He is in Malden. Hi, Don, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, thank you. You mentioned Tom Clancy a minute ago.
Yeah.
I was working with a guy about 15 years ago who was a retired sheriff's sergeant from St. George's County in Southern Maryland.
Yeah, right. Prince George's County?
Yeah.
Yeah, PG,
and,
right.
Right on the D.C. border.
Yep.
And we got to talking, and he found out that I had done a submarine career. And he told me about an incident that happened to him one afternoon in his front yard. He said that he had his marked cruiser parked in the driveway,
mm-hmm.
and he was outside doing some yard work or something, and he said two men in black stopped. And I walked up and said, hey, is this your police car? And he said, yeah. He says, I'm a sergeant with so-and-so. And they said, we're FBI. I said, do you know a neighbor a couple of doors down of yours, Mr. Clancy? And he said, no, not really. He says, I've seen him in the yard, but he says, I've never met him. At that time, Clancy, you know, was not famous or rich or whatever.
Right.
But he said it was really an interesting experience, and it always made him interested in Tom's work later on.
Yeah, that is curious. Tom Clancy, before becoming a worldwide well-known techno thriller author, was an insurance salesman.
Yeah, yep. He owned his own company.
That's right.
Anyway, I know you've been round and about, and you would probably find that interesting.
Yeah, I do. That's curious. Thank you, Don. I appreciate that. That's interesting stuff. Men in Black. We're from the FBI. That's it. Yeah, we're from the FBI. Is it uncommon, unusual, unique for people to show up and have credentials from some agency or another, some various alphabet institution, which they may or may not actually represent? Could be. Strange things happen in the world. Sorry about that. EMS broadcast interrupted you earlier, Bobby. Seventh test in 52 days disconnected. We don't control it at all. That's the men in black who run the EMS. They're from the FBI. Yeah. Bobby, it sure seems like these monthly tests of the emergency alert activation system happen way more often than once a month. I think, you know, they just run them whenever the heck they want to.
Okay, listeners, if you hear the one that has Bob's voice.
Yeah, that's the one we
that's
run.
That's the one we do.
Right. Otherwise.
It's the government and they're here to help.
That's right. They are here to help. We're here to help tomorrow. See you then. God bless.
That's all, folks.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going.
Hoo-ah!
I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.